USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learned President Trump will nominate Patrick Shanahan to the position of Defense Secretary. He's been serving as acting Pentagon chief since the resignation of James Mattis. Vice President Mike Pence in Minnesota, he says the U.S. negotiating hard with China when it comes to trade. Tariffs with China set to increase. Here's the Vice President.
There's a Chinese delegation at the White House negotiating to level the playing field and open the doorway to more American products and free, fair, and reciprocal trade with China. The truth of the matter is the days of undermining American manufacturing and undercutting American workers are over.
Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down almost 139 points, the Nasdaq down almost 33 points, and the S&P 500 down almost 9 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine, but thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
We are hearing now from the new Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan.
The National Defense Strategy obviously is a high priority.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeting, Acting Secretary Shanahan has proven over the last several months that he is beyond qualified to lead the Department of Defense, and he will continue to do an excellent job. Reporters asking Shanahan about the biggest challenge of running the Pentagon.
The biggest challenge is balancing it all. I'd say, you know, for me, it's about practicing selectful neglect so that we can stay focused on the future, but not ignore a lot of the emerging, really important issues that, you know, pop up day to day that you don't plan for.
President Trump welcoming the World Series champion Boston Red Sox to the White House.
I want to thank the entire Red Sox organization for your longstanding support for those American service members who have suffered the wounds of war to keep our country safe and strong and free.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Rod Rosenstein leaving the Justice Department.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is leaving the Department of Justice on Friday.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions told us to follow regular order and ensure the nonpartisan administration of justice. And that is what we did every day.
At a ceremony celebrating his career, Rosenstein spoke about the importance of upholding the rule of law.
Our oath of office begins with a promise to support and defend the Constitution. The point is to establish a legal duty that overrides loyalty to anyone else. And in the final clause of that oath, we swear to well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Some students walking out of a vigil for the victims of this week's school shooting near Denver, Colorado. The memorial service turning political as some deciding to talk about gun control instead of focusing on those who lost their lives. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Some of the students saying the event became political. The vigil at Highlands Ranch High School featuring remarks from Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado and Democratic Congressman Jason Crow. Crow saying,
please know, Highlands Ranch, that I stand with you and that change will come because we will not stop until it does.
Several students complaining they were being encouraged to talk more about gun control than about the victims who were killed and wounded on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.